Okay, what's up, guys? Matthew McQuiston and
Ethan Kasha, and we have a special guest on the show,
Nolan Merrick. Say hi. This is the start of Daddy Hacks. Well, this is could be the last episode of Daddy Hacks podcast. Nolan, say hi.
What's up, guys?
And this episode will be on the World Baseball Classic. And Nolan knows a lot about baseball. Look him up. And Nolan, what do you think about Team USA? And do you think they'll have a good shot at winning this year?
I think they have a good chance. But they have some strong competitors like Japan and the Dominican Republic. But I think there's a good chance.
Yeah, Venezuela is pretty good, too.
Yep.
Just all the MLB players, they're all just from the USA. Even though they play in the USA, it doesn't mean they're from the USA.
Yeah. You just have to have a citizenship where you play.
Or whatever country they're born in.
Yeah.
Should the U.S. be considered the favorite going into the first round of pool play?
I'm going to say no after their loss this time in the second game. I'm going to say that no. I think Dominican Republic and Japan both have a better shot, so I'm going to say no.
Not going to lie, Shohei kind of like hard carrying Japan, like putting him on his back and just like walking them to the World Series.
Yeah, and that rookie with he could throw 102 and he's like 18.
Who do you think personally who's going to win the baseball classic?
Either Dominican, Japan, or the U.S. I'm gonna go Japan, but anything could happen.
I'm rooting for Dominican or Puerto Rico.
Not gonna lie, I'm going with Venezuela.
They have a good chance.
They got that Manny Machado, right?
No, that's Dominican.
Never mind. Dominican's gonna win. Dominican's, like, way better.
Yeah, and they had Juan Soto, and they got Julio Rodriguez. They're pretty stacked.
Yeah, Dominican just threw a no-hitter against Israel or something.
Yep.
And then that USA game.
They had a perfect game going into the seventh, and they had to pull the guy because of the pitch rule.
Yeah,
only throw 65 with their starter.
And that guy's not even in the major leagues.
And it's 10-run mercy after seven.
That's not very smart stuff. So, the American lineup is pretty stacked with Mike Trout and
Mookie Betts
and Goldschmidt.
Yep,
and
Arenado.
But they actually haven't been doing that good. It's been like the pitchers are throwing a little bit slower than what they're used to, so they're kind of in front of the ball and not like you would think just because they were in the MLB they'd shine in this, but that's not the case.
Yeah, a lot of the teams, especially not the USA, Puerto Rico, or any of them, but a lot of them are minor league guys or just guys kind of off the street that are good.
I'm pretty sure the team from Israel, they only had maybe one current major leaguer, and I don't even know who that was.
I know the Great Britain team.
I know they had Trace Thompson. Yeah. He did a home run first inning for Great Britain. But they still lost the U.S.
Do you think the U.S. or any team could make any modifications to their rotation?
Yeah, the U.S., I understand that for the U.S., people have to want to play, like, for the country and support it. So, like, they ask players in the U.S., but some people don't want to play for whatever reason, so they turn it down. So, like, all of our top starters and closers didn't want to play, so we had to bring in some of the other kids.
Like Max Wainwright, that pitcher that is literally like over 40 years old, and
he retired. I don't know.
And he's been retired, and he is just not a pitcher.
Like
that
we should have
going to get us
out there. We should have Verlander maybe,
but they'll
need like
Max Greinke.
Yep, Zach Greinke. And we also need, like, Edwin Diaz and some other solid closers. And we also need Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah.
Who contributes most to the U.S.? And is there any other team that could make a run?
I have a feeling that Puerto Rico is kind of not a top dog right now, but they could make a solid run for it with some of their guys, like Lindor and Baez, possibly.
And then, who contributes most to the U.S.? I would say...
Goldschmidt helps. Arenado has made a couple good plays at third base and has had high batting average. Shortstop is Trey Turner. So
a lot of people say Mike Trout is like the face of the U.S.
Mookie Betts and Mike Trout actually are probably top few guys on the U.S. team, and they have not been they're contributing. Not been showing it up. Yeah, they have not been contributing as much as they have been expected.
Yeah, a lot of people say Mike Trout's the face of the U.S. team, but
not turning out to be like that.
I agree with that.
Okay, so we're gonna kind of combine this episode with maybe a different episode. Like, Nolan, you got any thoughts on March Madness?
I'm not the biggest guy with basketball, but I already know Michigan's out.
Not in tournament.
Yeah,
M-I-T.
So that's upsetting.
I mean, a good,
but there's teams that can still go for it.
I mean, yeah, Ohio State, thankfully, since we're Michigan fans, is not in the tournament. So NIT, let's go Michigan, even though we're still out.
Yeah, we're still
out. Let's go Michigan State.
Yeah.
I'm a Michigan fan, but let's go Michigan State.
Yep.
Let's go Michigan teams.
We root for Michigan State when they're not playing Michigan. Yeah. And Michigan, always hate Ohio State, and we always want them to lose every single game. And then, so I think the Cinderella team, I kind of changed my thoughts from the last episode. Princeton is going to come from behind, and they're going to get into about the Sweet 16, and then they're going to get absolutely dogged on by Alabama. And then,
I have a feeling.
I actually agree with that, and I think that's possible that they could possibly get into the Elite Eight if they miss Alabama.
I have a feeling West Virginia is going to do good.
Not going to lie, I just pulled Princeton out of my back pocket and just picked a random team name that could do something.
Yeah, like, well, I kind of think, I hope West Virginia kind of wins. Not saying they're underrated, but, like, they're really good.
The favorite to win right now is a good Alabama. Yeah,
of course.
And Kansas, and a yellow team is up there. And March Madness is going to be a crazy one, just with some good teams going into it this year, and some teams we thought could rise didn't even make it in the tournament. What do you think? Who do you think is going to be like the main person? Like, what team do you think that's projected to do good won't do good and will lose close to the beginning?
I feel like a couple of teams. I don't know. It's hard.
What about you, Easton?
I don't really know. Just a couple of teams I want.
So
I feel like anyone could win. There's gonna be an upset for sure.
That in my bracket, I wasn't really paying attention, and I had Kansas getting upset. But I mean, that would actually be sweet if they do. But
that could happen.
I doubt it.
That Jalen Wilson injury, that would take Kansas down in a second. They'd be gone after the first game. It's because these crazy schools like Alabama and them, I mean, they're good, but like they just get kids that come to play college just for 1 year, and then they go off to the NBA, and it's just they're not there to contribute to the team, and you're always getting new guys, so it's just
it's
not you can stay up there.
They're there because they have to play college
before
basketball.
They can get to the pros.
Yeah. They really just, if they could have, they would have got drafted into high school right away. But they have to go to college, so.
Yeah.
And they're just so they can get to the pros as quick as possible.
Well, guys, this is going to kind of wrap it up. Thank you for watching the iHacks podcast. This is going to maybe be our last episode. Thank you, Nolan, for skipping class. Under permission, I guess. Thank you, everyone. Thanks
to the fans. Thanks to Media Center people for letting us use the library. And all right, bye. See you guys.
Have a good day.